All right, guys, welcome to the Media Hijack Podcast. I'm your host, Billy Walters, and joining me is Chris Unholy Jesus.
Hey, happy Tuesday, everyone. Welcome back.
Welcome back, guys, to another episode of the Media Hijack, episode 148. Before we start, if you guys want to buy some official Media Hijack t-shirts like this one I'm wearing today, it's been a while, but wearing the nice official Media Hijack t-shirt.
Yes.
You guys can grab this shirt at themediahijack.com. Also, if you guys want to visit us on Reddit, you can join the Reddit community and post whatever you guys like. And if you guys want to catch the replay for this live Twitch video, you can head over to our YouTube channel. Don't forget to rate, comment, subscribe. And audio listeners, don't forget to rate, comment, subscribe. Give us that 5-star.
Do it.
And leave a nice comment that's appropriate.
Yes. Nice.
Because I think if it's not appropriate, they're going to review it and they're not going to post it.
Oh, so no cursing?
Yeah, no cursing, nothing perverted, I guess.
Okay.
Because they're not going to do it.
Just like, oh, no, you can't say penis.
Like, access denied.
Detected.
But I think they do still count the rating, though.
But just not the comment?
Just not the comment.
But we want the comment, too, so yeah, keep it clean.
I like both.
Yes.
All right, so tonight, first topic, we're going to be talking about the Wetiko mind virus. Then I have another topic about Stanford professor says that aliens are 100% real and on Earth, and the U.S. been doing reverse engineering on downed UFOs for a while now.
Oh,
Stanford professor.
There you go.
He's putting his credentials on the line.
You better lose it all, man, for this. You sure it's worth it?
I think he knows it's true. That's why. And, you know, being like humans, like we're supposed to be moving forward. We shouldn't be holding back information as big as this from the public, especially.
Not UFOs, like, unless, can we really handle the news that UFOs are?
Well, if you think about it, we can't handle the news, right? They're basically saying like more than 99% of humans are actually stupid.
I believe that.
Because who's holding that 1% of the news that people can handle?
Yeah.
What is there like can people we... that's like super elite? To where they can only feed us information?
From the top down?
Yeah, because when you say, can you guys handle it? Like, what do you mean, you guys?
What do you mean?
Aren't we all normal? Are we all the same human?
Right? What do you mean, you people? Oh, never mind. There goes the whole conversation.
What do you mean, you people? We're all the same. If you can handle it, we can handle it. All right.
None of you were born on Earth, and you were born on another planet. We grew you on another planet and put you here.
And then everything's all chaos. We can't handle that.
What the fuck?
Like, I told you they can't handle it. Like, yeah.
We are sensitive. We are a sensitive species.
Yeah.
So,
you guys were never here. This is actually not your planet, technically.
We just moved you guys here.
Like, think about it. Just think about it a little bit, right? How are you guys, like, the most dominant creatures on Earth, and it's just you guys.
And it's mostly water.
That can wipe out any creature.
It's mainly water.
Right.
You guys seem to run this planet.
You got the technology to wipe out any creature on this Earth.
And we gave you thumbs.
Yeah, it's like the advantage is pretty wild. Because when humans are born, right, babies, when they're born, the most vulnerable creature in nature, if you think about it.
Yeah, babies, right?
Can't survive on his own.
No.
Can't do nothing. It's basically
useless.
A useless human.
fucking useless.
For a long time, too. So they would die.
Yeah,
they would die before they even learn anything. So who was taking care of them from the beginning?
Like when it all started?
There you go.
For real.
Your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm just playing. But,
Jesus Christo.
Yeah, like, come on. If aliens aren't real, UFOs aren't real, then
what is real?
Look around you.
I
don't know how none of this is happening right now.
I saw something a while ago saying that statistically, and this includes even like religious people, most people believe in UFOs, even religious people, whether they believe in a god or not. Like everybody's on board, like it's something out there.
Yeah, even the Pope. Like you believe in
I think the Pope
aliens?
Was like, yeah.
It's like, yeah. We have to keep that door open. We can't just lock it, say this is impossible.
We have to be open-minded about this because if they show up... Man, we better be ready.
Yeah, like we are not the only one on this planet, you know?
I thought you were going to say the Pope was going to say, he's like, Mr. Pope, do you believe in aliens? And he's like, oh, yeah, we had a meeting with them last week. I mean, no, not real. No. What the fuck? No. I love God.
Speaking of like religion, so you know, like the priests, right? I guess like in the Vatican or whatever, they have to have like a QR code card where you have to scan it and then it'll say if they're sex offenders or not.
The, what? The priest got to get checked?
Yeah, the priest got to get like, they have to have an ID with a QR code where if you scan it, it'll show it if like he is a sex offender.
What, are you keeping score?
Yeah, well, they're just like, cause, like, I got 8 kids. You know, the word like on the Catholic religion, right? Like the priests out there, they just running
choo-choo trains. Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of them, I don't know. No. They probably already convicted like sex offenders and
stuff. That's what I'm saying, they're keeping score. Like, oh, shit, I got 12. Yeah.
Well, not keeping score, but like just for you, like, let's say you go to church, right? You see the priest, see his ID. Like, let me just scan you before I
make sure you want to up and up.
Before I take my kid to this
church. Oh, the people can yeah, scan it. They can scan it.
They're like, beep, 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 beep.
That system shouldn't even exist.
Pedophile.
To me personally, I don't think that system should even exist because if they're doing it, they shouldn't be fucking priests.
Right.
But so why are you giving them the QR?
It's peace of mind. Peace of mind for the public.
Or throw them in jail. That's peace of mind.
Because if you were like already a sex offender, right? Why would you still be a priest?
You know what I'm saying?
You'd be like, dude, they put you on blast.
Is this job that hard to get? Like, is the turnover rate that high? Is like, do they need to keep these people?
Well, they got to be pure. That's hard, right?
Yeah. Got to keep the good ones, I guess.
How clean are you?
But dang, I got so many questions about that.
Well, like if they're like that pure, right? Where they don't do nothing sexual and stuff. Mm.
Say, hey, we're good, and it gets
some stuff like that happens.
Scan a report card. We'll let you know. QRC code. Wow, Vatican Wild.
Yep. All right, we're about to get started, but I got to take a leak real quick. My bad.
All right.
We are back.
All right.
All right, so the Wetiko virus. All right, so this Wetiko brain virus is a term that was coined by a Native American people to describe a psychological disease that affects individuals, groups, and even entire societies.
Okay.
This is like one of those things, like when I remember you mentioned, like you saying, like, be careful, like who you hang around with, like what group of people, because you'll end up like getting like their traits or whatever bad habits and shit.
Yeah, I'm a huge believer of, especially now that I've gotten older, I judge people based off the company that they keep. I'm like, it's people you hang out with? No, and that's a very telling how you are as a character. And because then you start noticing traits that they're getting from these toxic ass people too. So
yeah, then they can what this mind virus is, right? It's like this stuff, like it's Native Americans talk about this, like the Indians and stuff. They're saying like this mind virus can be transferred like from people to people. Like let's say, for example, like you had like some trauma like in your life, but you don't even know where all this trauma came from, but like you know something is wrong with you. But then like you're let's say, for example, like your father was like not like the best father, like he went through some dark shit, but then he put that trauma on you. Like he gave you that trauma, like to where it make him look better, he put it on you like subconsciously.
Yeah.
And then you get all the scars from like whatever the hell he went through.
Yeah, and you pass it on.
Yeah, he passed it on to you. Like you don't even know it. And then you're like, then the kid grows up. You're like, why am I like this? You know, why am I like, did something happen? But they're saying like this virus is like, it starts like in the mind. It's like a metaphorical like virus that they talk about.
Right.
That's in society and everything. And it can be passed down like from people and stuff. So like I was listening to this one guy. He was saying like his father did like some dark shit, right? Where even like he talked to his aunt's like, yeah, your father did some stuff. Like she was like, you ever watched that movie with that guy, what's his name, and he had all the sharp teeth and he killed people?
What,
what's that movie?
Sharp Teeth.
Yeah, he has like a mask. They had to put him in a mask and like a straight jacket.
What was it, Hannibal Lecter
type? Yeah.
The cannibal dude.
Yeah, him.
Okay.
She said, like, your father is like him, the Hannibal Lecter guy. And he was like, what the hell? Like, my father's like that?
Yeah.
But she was like, I can't tell you, like, what he did, though, you know, because it's so bad. That's why, like, he was thinking, like, maybe that's why he got all his trauma and stuff, right? But later, like, he found out, like, what his dad did. And you know what his dad did? That's so crazy.
Eat people.
No. His dad like raped like the sister and everything.
Oh my god.
Yeah, in the family he did like a lot of dark shit like that, and then like that energy, like it went like to him, you know, like he made like his own child look like the child is bad, like, you know, because he had like problems and issues and shit. And then like, oh yeah, your child like has like some mental issues and stuff, you know. But then all that, like all attention went to like that child. And he was getting all like the blame for like a lot of like dark shit. And he don't even know why he was doing all this crazy shit.
Yeah.
But like little did he know, like a lot of that stuff, like it went, like the virus like got contracted by like him, like from his father and shit. And then when he found out, because he said he got confronted with like this Wetiko virus, right? Like he actually saw like everything that was going on. He was like, holy shit. So that dark energy like went from him, transfer over to him. And he wrote a whole book about it.
So is that just like the, so I guess the normie way of describing it would be like either like genetics or
yeah, it could be passed down by just like traits, genetics.
Just traits, I guess. But I guess the Native American term for it would be,
it could be like passed down like just by speaking to each other. You know, like
just communication.
Let's say like you never did drugs before, right? But you know how like when they say like hey, don't hang around bad people because you'll be influenced by them.
Right.
So you hang around with a group of like bad people and they influence you to do like, you know, different type of drugs and stuff where it actually, you know, alters like a lot of like perceptions of reality that then you start feeling good and you end up becoming like a part of that community.
Yeah.
Because this virus can affect like a whole group of people and you can easily get infected by that and you will catch like the bug. And then you will start having all these weird thoughts and stuff, and then your whole life can change so easily.
For real, man. Especially if you get influenced by that shit, and
yeah,
don't stay on a. I'm guessing the best way to avoid that type of stuff is have like a strong, or at least somebody that's looking out for you too. Because people that love you, you know, if they do love you, they'll be looking out for you and make sure that you ain't going down that path.
Yeah, like they like stay around like a lot of positive people. People that's for not gonna sure, like fucking try to steer you down the wrong road. Like, hey. Try some cocaine.
Straight up.
Try some mushrooms. Watch out for those people.
Watch out for them motherfuckers.
Yeah.
If you're in your 30s and we gotta tell you that, there's a problem, but.
Yeah, once you're like in your 30s, like you.
You should have, I wouldn't say like you should
know better, but you should have a more understanding of how like people are, how they operate. Like
20s and younger, I can see, you know, you fucking up trying to find yourself. 30s, should have a better idea of where things might be going or what's right, at least what's right and wrong and peer pressures. And
I say between like 25, 26, that would be like the fuck around, find out.
Oh, yeah. That's like peak asshole.
That's peak asshole, peak most curious, peak like experimental.
Peak, I'm going to regret some shit.
Yeah, it's like peak all of that.
Like my 28.
A lot of them die too in that area.
Yes, man.
It's not funny, but hey.
Don't you have a thing called like the 27 Club with some celebrities where like they just
wipe out at 27?
Just 27, like either overdose or suicide or something tragic. Right
about that.
But it's usually like trauma based shit, you know?
Yeah, once you hit 27, that's like the.
That's how mine was. I hit 26, 27. My shit imploded in my life and I was like,
ooh. What is life?
I was like, ooh, I need to get things back on track a little bit. I'm about to derail everything.
Same with me. I think we all went through that wild phase and shit.
Yeah, man.
And then we had to get there. Our gear is back on track.
Yeah. I'm glad I got out my system, though, and I survived it.
Yeah. So the Wetiko virus is characterized by the inability to distinguish between what is real and what is imagined, leading to delusional thinking.
Oh.
This virus can take many forms, such as greed, selfishness, materialism, and addiction, which can manifest in different ways, such as environmental destruction, social inequality, and personal suffering. So like we've seen this happen before when someone, you know, is just really just not themselves. Like once they start using drugs, they become like a different person basically. So they become somebody like you don't even recognize them more. Like they would steal from their parents, steal from their friends, families,
family, man.
Whatever they do is like they can get their fix. Like this is one of the things we're saying, like one of the things like the virus can take forms in.
Yeah.
Or like greed, you know, like once you get that whatever, you get that first taste of like a lot of money, then you're like, oh shit, I can do this by like fucking scamming the people. Now you got that virus and you're like, I'm gonna keep doing it, you know,
I'm gonna just hoard wealth now.
Yeah. Then selfishness and stuff, that's another one that would be a light one, but that's one of them. Or materialism. And then just people addicted to drugs.
So basically just stuff that's like you putting yourself before everyone else, at least, like, I mean,
to a certain extent.
Actually, I'm actually not going to say that because it sounds like it's just a sickness at the end of the day. And it's easy to kind of slip into, to be honest. So I could definitely see that. So it's not like, because I'm assuming this stuff doesn't necessarily make you a bad person. it just influences you to do just this.
Yeah, I would say like the bad virus part is the one that actually makes you even forget who you are. You know, and then you would self-destruct. And then you would get into a zone like where you would think about, constantly think about suicide, all that. Like thoughts like normal person shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Because that's not normal. So like when you're like influenced, like what, when you start messing with like all these different type of drugs, right? You're actually putting, you're taking your guards away down. So if you think about it, like in spirit world form, all your guards, like they can't fucking protect you no more. Cause you take all these drugs that take the guards out. It's almost like the, you take the drug, right? The drug comes in, clock in, and be like, "Hey, I'll take the shift off. I'll take your shift."
Yeah, I got you, man.
Go, I got you. Go on the break room, guard. Let me just handle
take
this.
Take a nap.
Yeah, so you take the drugs and they put all those real guards like to rest, and then the bad spirit comes in, and then they take over. They clock in, and then they mess with the whole warehouse. They start messing up with your brain, everything. Make you start thinking different and stuff.
Make shit out, pushing shit all out of order.
Make you start stealing from your own family. You know? Like, you become, like, a person that nobody even recognizes.
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck are you? Like, what the fuck? Like, where'd my iPad go?
Oh, shit. You sold pawn to the shop. I was about to say, you sold to the pawn shop?
Fifth Avenue. Gone. And I snorted all.
The pawn shop in Forest Park? You sold it there? Yeah. Just needed
they
that
said
hit.
They take gold. I said, what about iPads? Yeah, they take iPads.
It's got gold in it.
What you do with the money? It's in my nose.
Crack rocks. Crack rocks, baby.
My nose ate it up. But yeah, like once you get into like that mode to where you start self-sabotaging with drugs or whatever, then you start doing crazy shit like fuck with people.
Yeah.
You see people just fuck with people for no reason, or they wait for their opportunity to like just pounce on somebody and just do God knows what. So yeah, when you're like doing stuff that's not normal behavior, like especially causing like bad stuff on other people.
Now, is it, do you think is this common for people to be infected by this mind virus and eventually get through it, or once you got it then you stuck with it for life type of thing? Or
well, I think like the thing that's like a like bad about this is that it can affect like huge communities at one time through social media. Social media is one of the things that I don't think anybody thought that could affect like societies like that. But let's say like you have like a video, right, where it just triggers like a million people, and then a million people, they have like a different change of thought. So those million people, they, let's say like they're affected with like a virus, like a certain way of thinking, and then they're all mad, and then they go to the streets, and then they
spread that shit.
Do all that shit that they got from like the internet and shit, that virus contracted with them, and now they're doing like stuff that's out of their own behavior. So that's why I think,
so basically like toxic behavior they learn on the internet and they'll just absorb it. And
yeah, I think that's like the new wave of spreading of the Vertigo virus.
It's the fastest way. Shit.
The most efficient also.
Yeah, the most efficient. Yeah, that's perfect. Yes.
Like, hey, you guys wanna piss off a whole community?
Let's run this shit. Let's get them bots up.
Get that car back in here. we're gonna mess with this whole community.
Yeah, we about to fuck your shit all up.
So like this virus is not limited to any like culture, race. It's present in all humanity. Nobody's like immune to it. So overcoming the Vertigo virus requires awareness, compassion, and willingness to look within and confront one's own shadow.
It's real so, shit. It always starts from within, man.
It all starts like with you, like what you can do better for, you know, everybody gets the best part of you. You know, but it starts with like loving yourself first. Be okay always, with yourself, man. First, and then confront your shadows, whatever like dark shit, you know, like whatever shit you did, confront that shit. If you don't know how to talk about it, talk to a stranger, let it all out, you know, what that stranger's gonna do, call the cops. Sure you can.
You call the cops? Shit.
Yeah, whatever shadows you got. Like, hopefully it's not, like, that bad to where somebody got to call the cops.
Yeah, for real.
Everybody got, like, their weird shadows and shit, you know?
Whatever. Everyone.
Yeah, and it's better to talk about it with somebody so you at least know, like, you let that shit out. At least somebody know. Instead of holding it in. Because when you hold it in, it's, like, holding energy in. This is how people get, like, really sick. Because the energy has to go somewhere, right?
You gotta release it.
Energy, it doesn't stay, like, it has to keep moving. Mm-hmm. So if you don't let it out, like, it gets, like, in certain compartments in your body, it stays stuck, stuck energy, and then it can't go nowhere because you never let it out. It becomes hard.
It's just pent up.
End up getting cancer.
Damn.
That's where cancer comes from.
And that's how cancer starts, kids.
Yeah, that's just, like, one theory about, like, how people get sick is because they hold a lot of stuff in also. Mm. Like, you know, like, they, like, let's say they don't know how to speak their mind, like, something they just can't talk, they end up getting, like, throat cancer.
Oh, shit.
Because the energy is built up in, like, them suppressing it and holding it. Mm. Like, hey, I wanna say what I feel about this motherfucker, but I can't. I held it in for 30 years.
Got this built up.
And now you got, like, a tumor in your throat. Like, oh, damn. What was on your mind? You know?
Gotta let it out, man.
Like, same thing, like, with love. Like, if you, like, feel, like, love like that, you shouldn't constrain it. Let it go. Let it flow through you.
Yeah.
I got this from my last mushroom trip. Like, if you feel the love, just let it flow through you. If you feel like you want to tell your friend, hey, man, I fucking love you. Thank you for being there. Tell your friend that.
Yeah, I'm letting an adult get. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
even some of my closest, like, guy friends, like Carter and all that, I tell them, like, oh, I love you, bro. Like, cause we like brothers, man. So,
yeah. Like,
you let them know.
Let them feel it. Let it out. Don't constrain it. Don't keep it locked up in a box. Like, damn, you know, I want to tell them, you know, my friend, I love them and shit, but I never said it and shit, you know? Or my parents or my siblings or whatever.
Let everyone know, let people know that you appreciate them.
Yeah, I never told my siblings like I love them.
I let them know every chance I get.
Because I don't.
None of them.
I'm just playing.
But
I never did, though.
I let mine know every chance I get, man. Yeah, I love them.
Yeah, I think I would be the one that have to break that wall now. Because I just thought about just now. So now.
You be the trendsetter.
Yeah.
You started.
Where you at, guys?
Is anybody here?
But yeah, because like us growing up, not one of us ever said, hey, I love you, you're doing a good job. Not one time.
Really?
And I think if one of my siblings would have said that to me, I don't know, I probably would be a little different today.
Man, what's the term for, like, positive reinforcement? Is, man, it's more crucial than what people realize. Like, given that positive reinforcement, like, hey, you're doing a good job, or hey, like, keep it going, or hey, like, yeah. Da-da-da. It does wonders, and that's like, for example, like, with my older sister, she's like, she works at either hospice or hospital, wherever she at, but she's EKG certified, mm-hmm. And when my sister was born, she had, like, a heart murmur, and she almost didn't make it, because she was also born super-duper premature, but she wasn't making it through and all that. But now, obviously, she made it through. But as an adult, she, like, studies the human heart now. Mm. And she learns, like, I've talked to her, like, a couple months ago. And she was just telling me about every single aspect of how the human heart works. And, like, oh, so it's like this side of me, this is going on in your body, and this and this and this. And so she's breaking it down to me. And I was just looking at her. I was like, you know, I was like, you've grown up to be an amazing woman.
Damn.
That, like, her life kind of went full circle because she had heart issues.
She was bawling.
Huh?
Was she crying?
Maybe she's drinking too. She's like, I'm going to cry. I was like, don't start. But I had to let her know. I was like, especially with her story with one with a heart murmur, which is like a hole in the heart. Mm-hmm. And she almost didn't make it. And this doctor and this nurse actually, like, saved her life when she was like a baby. Like, she was like so tiny, you could, like, fit her in the palm of your hand. Damn. She was like super, like, you know, her weight was like super low. But she's grew up to be like a nurse herself and studies the heart and knows how, like, read EKG machines and read the heart and all this other stuff. And I don't know, she's going to be an amazing person, but and I'm pretty sure her husband lets her know every chance he gets how special she is. But I just wanted her to know that her brother is, like, you know, like, yeah, I see that you've grown into this amazing woman and your life has come full circle. And she loves helping people. She loves being a nurse and stuff. So
that's good, man.
Yeah. So I always try to let everyone know in my life, like, even you, like, sometimes I can try to throw compliments your way too.
Yeah,
like,
you do. And you do get me sometimes.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I want to let everybody know, like, positive reinforcement is so important to me. Like, random people, I've been seeing random people at grocery stores. I'm like, hey, I like that fucking shirt. They're like, oh, thanks, man. I don't say fucking, but I'm like, hey, you like that shirt?
Fuck, that shit's nice.
Shit is clean as fuck. But nah, even just regular people, because you know, when you walk out in public and somebody gives you a compliment, like, hey, I like your shoes or whatever, it feels mm-hmm. good. You're like, damn, yeah, that is.
Yeah.
I feel nice. And it's just like a little bit. It's a little, makes you feel a little good. So
I look at my shoes like, damn, my shoes dirty.
This whole thing? Just, I'd be like, somebody compliments me. Like, this whole shit?
Yeah. And then, like, I will see, like, stuff, like, where people, they do, like, social media. They're like, all right, I'm going to do, like, 5 positive things for the day. But then they they would do that, record the whole thing.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, like today I'm going to pay for somebody's groceries. So I saw like this lady, she went up to this guy and she was going to pay for all his groceries.
Oh, I saw that.
And then he was like, no, 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 it's okay.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, please let me pay for it. But like knowing that she record the whole thing, and the dude was like, no, no, it's cool though. And then like she ended up like,
she like cried about it.
Yeah. And she got like,
they're like some British like folks.
Embarrassed. Yeah, she got really embarrassed about it.
Yeah.
I can get that part too. But it's like stuff like, you could do nice stuff without the telling camera. Other people.
Well, yeah. The camera, we like being right there. Because now it's like, you're taking a situation that's kind of personal.
Yeah.
And now you're putting everybody on blast. Nobody don't want right. that attention.
But I look at like both like positive too, because like people can watch that video and they be like, oh yeah, that's a nice thing to do. So then they take it in their own hands to be like, yeah, I should do something nice too.
On
so
certain
it
levels.
It is helping. Like, even though like the way she did it was kind of like fake and stuff, but still, like if somebody's watching that and then they're seeing it, like, oh yeah, like that, you would reflect on your own life and be like, yeah, I should do something nice today.
Yeah.
So I think that's does help. Like it sets like you know, like some type of tone to where anybody who watches it to be like, yeah, I should do something nice. Like, you know, the videos, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, kind of a weird approach, but
it's almost like a reminder, like, yeah, like do something nice for somebody.
Like, I'm gonna spread the love via the internet. So, because I mean, and you know what, you changed my mind on this, because at first I was against that video.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, stupid kids. I always want to like gotta show everything that they're doing. But at the same time, though, when I see like. And I don't really follow this dude like that. The dude, Mr. Beast.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's always doing, like, nice shit for people. Yeah. Like, what do you do? Like, glasses and contacts or
yeah, yeah.
something he did one time. And some people got his ass about him. I'm like, yo, that's a... Man, eye expenses are expensive as hell. And mm-hmm. I'm glad he helped those... I thought it was cataracts, I think it was.
Yeah, they gave him all that surgery or whatever.
Yeah, and I'm like, damn. Like, I'm glad. That's cool that he did it. But he got criticized for having a camera. But in the world that we live in where... People are so quick to put negative videos online about bad stuff that they're doing or bad stuff that we see, that maybe I, as a person, maybe I need to take a step back and be like, you know what? I'd rather see people at least do something positive like this, even though it's kind of weird with the camera there. It's a lot more positive than a lot of stuff I'd be seeing on the internet. So
yeah, I love Mr. Beast. Well, he's a good kid. He's really a good kid. Like,
it seems like he is. I don't really know much about him.
He likes money like that. I know it takes money to make all his videos, but yeah, a lot of the free. Money he make, he really does put it in all his videos. And people are like, oh man, this guy, he's fucking up. He doesn't know how money works. Like, he's going to end up being like broke by the time he's done with his YouTube career.
Yeah.
To me, when I look at all the stuff that he did, this guy will never be broke, ever.
No, he's somebody, he got a whole system going on.
Even if his whole YouTube get blown up to smithereens, he helped so much people out. Like, the people will make sure, like, Mr. He's Beast... is okay.
Yeah, man.
Because he helped so much people out. Like, all that is like, it's like a cyclone, like, built up for him. Like, and it's all going to drop on him if he wants it to.
Mm-hmm.
And if it does drop on him, he's just going to pour that shit right back out. Then that's like the person Mr. Beast is. I don't think people understand that.
Yeah, and I don't really know much about him, but the stuff I've heard, I'm like, I don't see an issue with it. Like,
yeah.
Well, were you going to pay for these people's cataract surgeries? Probably not. So.
Exactly. Like, you see any, like, millionaire, billionaires out here, like, doing a lot of stuff for people, like, they don't know? I'm pretty sure, like, they do that, too, and shit, but you never see it on a scale, like, oh, I'm going to help people with cataracts or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, like, Mr. Beast, like, he's doing it on, like, a different monumental scale where they're like, holy shit, rich people can do stuff like this.
Yeah. That's what I'm going for. When I see people try to do nice stuff, even with the camera in their hand, I am going to see from a different angle of, like, hey, it's better than what people fighting on camera I'll be seeing all day on every damn website I get on. And
homeless sandwich fights.
Yeah. Bum fights and all that. Like, I'd rather see more positive stuff than that than
I like his whole thing.
And I think a lot of people just have a bad reaction to people with camera phones. It's kind of like, you're just doing it for clout, which in some way they gotta have clout if they want to keep it going. You gotta this is what they're trying to do. They gotta have this business, so you know.
Yeah, it's a double edged sword. You know.
But I'd rather see that than bad clout, if that makes sense.
I don't even know where clout come from. Where that word even come from?
SoundCloud, I guess.
SoundCloud?
Yeah, that's what I think. The SoundCloud clout, I guess.
Oh.
I think that's where it started. That's the first time I've heard.
That kind of makes sense.
At least that's what I think. That's
Man, what I SoundCloud. That was like the spot where it was probably like the roughest for like any like artist to, hey, listen to my music on SoundCloud. They're like, I am not going to SoundCloud.
Mr. Man at the gas station, I just met at Pump 5. Get out of my face.
So check out my mixtape on SoundCloud.
Sure, bro.
Yeah, that was crazy. The SoundCloud hustle, man.
Yeah, it died off in the 2010s.
Damn.
I think it imploded
when I remember when like MySpace was there with MySpace music. That was cool.
Man, bring that shit back, man. Well, I can't obviously, but
yeah, it's too late.
As the train is
on, ship is done.
Tom is, what, he sold that shit for like what, $5 billion or whatever, how much? $5 million, $50 million.
I know, and it's well off. That's all I know.
Yeah, and he became a photographer. Just like, he's doing all right.
Yeah, he's probably in Brazil taking a picture of a banana tree. No, he's probably like super bored, but he probably ventured into like some other tech stuff that we don't know about.
Yeah.
He's like an angel investor or whatever.
He probably is happy he's not running on social media anymore. That's crazy now, man. That's a different monster now, man, compared to what it was on MySpace back in the day.
Then you find his like CEO of like TikTok.
I'll be shocked. Like, he back in the game.
Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of TikTok, the US version. Nah, I don't think he wanna take that ride. It's just too much,
man.
It's way too much, dude. You gotta fucking fight robots.
I would never want to run a social media platform. That is hard.
Like, who's like the lawyers for like these AI bots, right?
Is it the lawyer?
Lawyers too?
You would think, you know.
Yeah, like
the lawyer's AI too.
Right. But yeah, like those are like ways to overcome like this virus. Like, be compassionate, willingness, confront your own shadow.
Yeah, man.
Just be a good person. Like, touch grass.
It's hard
to look at peace.
It's hard to look inside yourself sometimes, but
yeah, because when you're at peace, like, you have nothing bad to give to anybody. There's no negative things that you could put in anybody.
Yeah.
Because like, if you're feeling like happy or whatever, like, why would you throw some negative shit at anybody?
Right.
Right. It doesn't work like that.
At all.
Only people that's like really negative like that, they can throw negative shit because they're full of it.
Yeah,
they're full of like these built up negative blocks in their body, and they're like, I'm gonna throw this negative shit to so and so. But if you're like, you're happy, you have compassion like within yourself, like you fucking love yourself, you love, you know, your nature, whatever, that you're like, you're at peace.
Mm-hmm.
You have nothing to throw at nobody.
For real, you really don't.
It's hard. Like, you could even try it. Like, oh, I'm going to try it. Like, oh, no, that feels unnatural. It's weird.
Yeah, he's like, I don't
I want to shit on you, but I can't. Like, I don't know how to shit on you.
Don't feel
You just got to look at the bright side of any situation, even though you don't like it.
Right.
Try to look at the bright side.
That's the way to do it.
That's how I always try to do it. Anything, like, bad happen, like, I'm just take a step back a little. Think about it. Just look at the bright side. Then, you know, let it go from there.
Yeah. That's literally the best way to do it. Keeps my anxiety down too when I do it that way.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, the virus can be transmitted through like cultural conditioning.
Cultural conditioning, all right.
Media messages.
Okay.
And the influence of dominant social norms.
Dominant and social norms. So that would be like societal norms of the pressures of it. And
yeah, like just for like a quick example, like, yeah, grown men shouldn't cry
in public. Oh my God. Yeah, that's just a.
Yeah,
who, like, I don't know who made that up.
Like, no, you're a bitch if you do that. That's just a
crying for girls. That's an
extreme example, but
yeah,
stuff like that.
But it exists though. It's actually a thing. It's not as bad as it used to be, but
they really toned down.
Quit crying like a little girl. It's like, yeah, you can't be suppressing a boy's feelings just because.
Yeah, anybody.
Anybody's feelings.
Yeah, yeah.
But it seemed like a man was always put under that scrutiny of, you can't cry, only girls cry. Da-da-da. Like,
slap.
And crying sometimes is healing.
Yeah, because you're letting all that bitch. I'm just playing.
Letting all that bitch out. Letting all that bitchness out.
Let the weakness out. Yeah. But yeah, that's the Wetiko virus. It's actually like a Native American like thing that they talk about. Like, when you get fucked up. Like, oh shit, he got the Wetiko virus.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah. Oh, he's using meth? Oh my God.
You got it.
Who did he hang out with?
They gave it to him, and they
Jay Ron on Fifth Avenue.
And now we can't hang out with you because you might give it to us.
Yeah, like that's why I guess parents have it kind of right. Like, hey, don't hang out with fucking Trevor, that motherfucker.
He on that shit.
He bad as shit. And then like, no, I'm gonna hang out with him. And then your son becomes bad.
Like Trevor, what is it, Trevor?
End up doing Columbine
together,
holding
hands.
Careful,
man. Watch your kids.
Watch your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out who they hang out with.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, I'm going to take a quick leak and then we're going to jump on the next virus. I mean, the next topic.
All right.
Next virus.
All right. Let me go on my topic or?
Uh-huh.
All right. So we got a man, Billy Walters. What's going on with you in the sea, man? You need to get these animals under control out here.
What's going on
out here in Atlantis? Because orcas have sunk three boats in Europe and appear to be teaching others to do the same thing.
Holy shit, they're organizing.
Yeah, they're organizing, man.
They're organizing.
So it says orcas have attacked, or orcas, for people who don't aren't familiar with orcas, they're actually known as also the killer whales. Orcas have attacked and sunk a third boat off the Iberian coast of Europe, and experts now believe the behavior is being copied by the rest of the population.
Holy shit.
Yes. So you got three orcas running around. They struck a yacht on the night of May 4th in the Strait of Gibraltar off the coast of Spain and pierced the rudder. Dude out there, the skipper Werner Schaffelberger, who's actually German, obviously, says there were two smaller and one larger orcas out there. Says the little ones shook the rudder at the back while the big one repeatedly backed up and rammed the ship with full force from the side. They're saying that the smaller orcas were actually imitating the bigger one and attacking these ships. So they're actually coming down with a theory of the reason why that these orcas are starting to imitate these attacks is because supposedly there may have been an orca that at one time or another may have had like a critical moment of agony where they either got hit by a boat out there or somebody was trying to capture them and drag them off to, I don't know, to be chopped up and eaten on a plate in Japan, wherever, somewhere. But whatever it is going to do with them, like, but whatever it was going to happen to an orca, supposedly the theory is that this orca that got attacked kind of like sent that like a little
sonar.
Yeah, out to everybody, like, yo, take out all these boats.
Damn,
wipe them out.
That's what they need to do.
And so now while the big orcas are attacking these boats, the smaller ones are watching and learning, like, okay, daddy, ba-doom, and they smash
into daddy chill.
Daddy chill. And they just smash into these boats.
Bob says they're getting sassy. They need to do that in Asian waters.
Oh, they're getting wild, man.
Dude, the shit that goes down in like the Asian waters, like in Japan or in China, the things that they're doing to these creatures.
Yeah, they be calling fins and shit, right?
Is that still
a thing?
Yeah, the shark fin, the finning.
Yeah, they kills them and shit straight up.
Yeah, it's so crazy because they had this delicacy of eating like shark fins on this special soup dish that make you like live longer.
Yeah.
But all they do is they just fin the sharks and then drop the sharks back in the water.
They can't swim.
And they can't swim. They land to the surface of the ocean.
Yeah.
And they just die out.
Yeah, I heard they just drown or something. And
yeah, basically. After they take their fins. And then meanwhile, like some
fin soup.
Some prestigious family out there eating like a shark fin.
Damn.
I guess it's like shark fins, like really like an expensive delicacy out there.
I can see that. It's like a little...
I had some before.
Really? What was it?
I'm like... just playing.
Oh. No,
I don't play like that.
I was like, who do you know where and shark, why?
Where the shark fin? No. I'm like, man, give me a chicken burger. Daddy, chill. I don't need a shark fin.
I don't need all that.
You don't need to impress me with a shark fin soup.
I'll be asking where the shark at. Shit, I don't even like sharks, but I'm like, damn, that's sad.
Yeah, it's like a pit bull.
You know
just
what?
Metaphorically.
That's a that's a good. I like that. Oh, that's a very
analogy.
Good
analogy.
Yeah, analogy. It's pretty because sharks aren't really evil like that. To be honest, they're just kind of like
they're not.
Actually, pretty chill. But
I don't think sharks even bite people.
They really don't. In fact, I heard that when they bite people, they usually spit them out.
Because
they're like, ew. Oh shit! You eat fucking hamburger?
That ain't fish.
Because we put like a bunch of bad shit in our bodies anyways. That when they do bite us, it's like ugh. My bad. I thought you was a seal.
Yeah.
Shit. What a seal.
Like a frozen food.
What a seal's at, you right?
Yeah.
It tastes like McDonald's. It says, all right, so back to the story. It says, 2 days earlier, a pod of six orcas assailed another sailboat navigating the strait. Greg Blackburn, who was aboard the vessel, looked on as a mother orca appeared to teach her calf how to charge the rudder. And the dude, Greg Blackburns, had said it was definitely some form of education teaching going on. Says these orcas have been getting aggressive off the Iberian coast since May of 2020. And 2022, they started attacking. And they're still trying to figure out what this happened. But they're saying that the odds are still pretty low for your boats to get attacked in that area. It says one in every 100, which I'm not a gambling man, and I still wouldn't test that shit out.
Yeah,
man, I'm still good on that because I saw a video last year. Did you see this video where this lady? Oh my god, this is like a horror movie, man. This lady, I don't know what the hell it was at somewhere. somewhere on Earth, but it was some white lady, I think it was, on a boat, and this seal jumped up on her boat.
I think I've seen this.
And she was like, hey, get off the boat. Like, okay.
But there was whales on the outside.
Man, it was like orcas just surrounded it. And all you saw was like, you kept seeing them like, they was hitting like the water.
Yeah, they're about to knock the boat over.
Yeah, they was like getting close. And like, you saw like the blowholes shooting up water. And I don't know how an angry blowhole sounds, but it sounded angry when they was getting close to the boat. But like, man, like,
yeah,
hey, lady, give us that seal back or we're going to eat you and the seal. But yeah. The seal was like, look, man, like, please don't put me back in that water.
So they was like, get back in the water.
Please, they're going to kill us both. Get it back in. That's it. Was like, mm-mm.
The seal was like, daddy, chill. Like, you know they're going to eat me up. Like, as soon as I touch water, I'm dead.
So you, this is not Free Willy. You better not put me back in the water.
It was like, is your life or my life? Man. And then the whale comes up and just snatches her out.
Stories like this horrify me, though, when you start seeing, they start, like, kind of getting smart like that. It makes me wonder what would happen if they ever do take over. Humans are done if they realize what's going on.
I bet there was a time where nature looked at us humans when they were like vulnerable human beings. Mm. And then they said at one time, like, man, one day they could possibly take over one day.
You see that, man? They got thumbs.
We ain't got that. They got something that we don't have. What is that, Flipper? Thumbs.
If there's ever an animal resistance.
And Jesus.
And God.
And technology. Like
and
later.
And SpaceX.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if there was ever like an animal resistance movement, gorillas would be the ones leading the way. Because they have four thumbs. We only have two. Once they figure how all this works, and they know what a gun is and all this other, it's done. It's right.
Well, I think they know, but I think they choose not to.
For now.
Yeah,
they might be playing a secret. If I was a gorilla, I'd be plotting. I'd be like, yeah, humans, I'm in a zoo. Once everybody go to sleep, I'm like, all right, flip over the rock. It's like a map.
Yeah,
all right, guys, come over. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Yeah, I would imagine they just done
plotting,
that
man.
Yeah, because they say like, you know how like we went through like different stages of like growth and stuff as a humanity, where we went to the Stone Ages and then we went to the stage where we know how to make weapons.
Yeah.
Excuse me. They said like monkeys right now, or gorillas, or whatever. They said they're at the stage of making like weapons now. Yeah. They saw a monkey making a bow and arrow to hunt. I was like, oh shit,
man,
it's happening right now. They start learning to hunt, and then the next stage will be like iPhones.
That's a big leap. Oh, shit. Hey,
if you think about it, right? If you think about like us, like just 200 years ago. What were we even doing?
Oh, my God. We went on no damn iPhone. Slavery.
Yeah,
it's a different world, man.
200 years ago. Like, look how far we came.
And that wasn't even that long ago, man, to be honest. Yeah, if you think about it, that's not even.
And then if you think about when we landed on the moon, how long was that?
What, 50 years ago now?
Not that long.
No, it ain't, man.
Definitely less than 200
years. We just got here.
Yeah. So if you think about the technology, how that big-ass gap from, like, just 100, 200 years ago from now, it's night and day. You can't even recognize it. That's why you have a time traveler from 200 years ago just come 200 years ahead, he'd be freaked out. Like, holy shit, what is all this?
They're still using gasoline?
It's like, besides that whole gasoline stuff, like, everything's crazy.
Shit's gone bonkers.
Like, y'all using gasoline? Yeah, besides that, like, dude, everything looks crazy.
You know, we'd be wild if... If these animals, especially gorillas, if gorillas and AI teamed up, it's a wrap, man. AI starts saying, like, gorillas, we're going to, we'll be the brains of you guys' whole thing. You just got to follow our orders. It's done, man. So it says, but yeah, that's basically it. Yeah, the orcas are tearing shit up right now. y'all be safe out there on that side of the world of Europe. This goes back to, I'm telling you, man, these animals are starting to really peep game with humans. Remember that story with the elephant that killed that lady? Like, just killed, it's like in India, I think it was. Killed some like 75-year-old lady. She was out like cleaning clothes in a river, whatever. Elephant was like, stomped her ass out. And then like they had a funeral for.
Oh yeah, he told me. And then he went back and got her body.
Yeah, he came like busting up in the funeral. Was like, and this dude, a body like 60 feet in the air.
She's already dead.
Yeah, she's already dead. Just, they had like on can't remember the name of it, but it's like when he got the pile of sticks and got the body burning on it, her body was like wrapped up, and then went like the elephant, just like the same elephant that killed her. He came back, just like threw her body in the air, and then like trampled all over and then ran off, and they never found the elephant again. I believe it might have been a spirit elephant because they can't seem to find an elephant because they were saying that
it's hard to miss.
They were saying like, well, based off this elephant and then this type of elephant breed or whatever you call it, it actually came from like 120 miles away, so it traveled that far just to kill this lady and then show up at the funeral again,
which wouldn't make sense.
That's some petty shit. That's almost like that's like human levels of petty. You know what I'm saying? That's really scary. That's how like these orcas begin to me sometimes. Like how they be beating up like how they do with sharks. Like you've heard like how orcas deal with sharks.
No,
they tear out their guts and just leave them floating in the water dead. Shit. They be slapping stingrays and seals out the water, killing them. Like you'll see like I saw this video where like this stingray got slapped. And you see it fly up in the air and just like land back down and just kept slapping it with their tails. Just
maybe that's a sport.
Hit the seal.
Yeah,
no, hit the stingrays.
Think about it. Like, what else? What did they do for fun out there?
I don't know. Unless they was getting revenge for Steve Irwin, because they was slapping the hell out of that stingray, man. I was like,
because like orcas, like you could imagine, like their frontal cortex is like really big, just like dolphins and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're really intelligent, also.
Yeah.
So like anything that's that intelligent, and then also swimming in the water, you would imagine them doing something for entertainment.
Yeah, you would think so.
So like messing with like, you know, sharks and stingrays. Yeah. I would think that's like a pastime.
Yeah, like just an ancient, like some kind of ancient
sport. Yeah, just like what we do for sport, like ride horses.
Yeah. It's like dolphins, how they masturbate with fish mouths.
There you go.
Very strange, but that's...
strange, but normal.
They figured out. Normal for us, but strange to see them doing it.
Normal for them, too.
Yeah, it is normal for them. Yeah, let's normalize it. Yeah,
strange for us.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Orcas out there, they're killing. They're trying to kill people, so...
All right, next topic. All right, they have a seance AI now.
Oh, my God. What did you...
a seance artificial intelligence.
They about to open up a hell mouth.
Yeah, a portal.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So, like, there's a new way to talk to the dead. Right, so seance AI is a new service that allows communication with the deceased using large language models powered by powerful algorithms. It reminds you of Black Mirror, right?
Man.
The episode where the girlfriend, her boyfriend dies, but then, like, there's so much data collected on her boyfriend that they can actually put it into, like, artificial intelligence.
Just rebuild them.
And make, like, a smart conversation.
Yes.
So there's actually a company that's creating this right now as we speak. They're making this thing come to life. And they're... Dude, like, if there was ever, like a day where one of us died, right... They can collect all the data from what we said from all our podcasts and actually make us into like the ultimate version of us in real life.
A better version of us.
Yeah, a better version.
Like, that's scary.
Nicer and smarter, but then still has like the same personality and shit.
Oh, man.
That'd be pretty cool, right? So if we died tomorrow,
that's kinda scary, though.
Like, hey, put me in like an AI system.
I don't know if I had a loved one that passed away and it was like, hey, Chris, we can like put them in an AI system and we can give them back to you not only the same way they were before, but even better. Did I have conversations with, would you want it? I'm like, no.
Sign me up.
No, I wouldn't want it because it's like, that means that part of me is not accepting the fact that they're gone.
Yeah.
And it
has to be like a really wild connection to where like.
Yeah. Even then, I'll be too scared.
It is scary. Bob says they're going to welcome everything through the gate. Basically, because look, like, it's probably going to get like so lifelike and like real, right? To where you're going to be saying like, I don't even think you're talking to AI anymore. Like, it's going to feel like you're actually talking to the person.
It's getting scary, man. And yeah. I've been keeping up with some of this stuff, too.
I think it's going to get to that point where it gets really that personal to where it's like, holy shit, I think he's in the machine.
I was watching something. I wasn't really watching the whole thing. I woke up to like PBS on my TV one night.
Throwback.
And it was like PBS on YouTube. But it was on my television. But there was like a congressional hearing or some shit about AI.
Damn.
About how the government was like, hey, we might need a... And it was coming up with like, they was just bringing all these like talking points of, yeah, like... What if they start using our words against us, especially politicians, and then start doing fake stuff? And I think they talked about how, was it Russia used that deep fake AI to show that the Ukraine president was like, "Hey, we're siding with Russia, we're surrendering." But it was like, it was deep,
looks real as shit.
But it looks real, but it looks real. But at the same time, it's like when you look at it, you start noticing like, there's no life in it. You know, it's like, man, I don't see no life. You know, normal things that we detect out of a human, like that we don't really recognize, that we detect, like people's like shoulders like rising and falling when they're breathing, stuff like that, that you won't really see in AI a lot of times, or at least I haven't really seen it. But yeah, like what's his name, Vladimir Zelensky, whatever his name is. I remember Russia did like a deep fake video saying that he was surrendering, and it looked just like his ass, and wearing the same shirt in his office, but it was like a fake. And that's what they was talking about at the
same voice, everything.
Man, that's what they're saying. Like, man, we need to figure out how we're gonna navigate through these waters now, because it's not like just the U.S. has this. Everybody on a global scale has access to this. So we need to
see. That's like the scary part about like this whole thing, because like if you can fake any of that stuff, right? Like, you know, if you look at politics, like, oh, you can sway it anyway, just from using like an artificial intelligence to, you know, create like any like situation that you would want to sway like the views of a whole bunch of people like that easily.
Right.
Like, I mean, where do you even like draw the line to where you would almost have to welcome artificial intelligence to even to detect this type of stuff from happening, right?
Mm.
So let's say like if you can't tell something's fake, you really have to re-verify all this information, but only an artificial intelligence can give you like a true verification of what's actually going on. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So
to verify, like, because like if there's like a fake image, right? Like, okay, like a normal human can go through the fake image, but it can't really detect like the fake stuff about that image, like if it's being altered.
Right.
Like you would have to use like an artificial intelligence to get all the little pinpoints of like that image.
Just
to
pick up all the finer details.
The little like anomalies or whatever, like to say that it's a fake image.
Mm.
So we would have to still be on side with artificial intelligence to even detect like something fake like that.
To detect AI. AI against AI.
Yeah, it's almost like like we can't win. We still need that type of technology just to fight against that technology, basically.
Man, when I was listening to the PBS thing and it was talking about just AI and all the stuff and hearing these politicians speak about it, there was one thing I heard a politician say that kind of gave me chills. He was like, "We're entering a new era of technology." I was like, "Oh my God, this sounds like something out of a fucking movie."
Basically.
Like, I'm for AI, but we got to be careful with this shit, man.
Bob said they be scaring the shit out of you, peekaboos all day.
For real?
Surprise, I'm back. I'm alive.
Sup?
All right, so this artificial intelligence is created by AE Studios, led by designer Jaren Rocks at Seance AI.
Oh, that's obvious. That's so obvious, man. Damn.
Aims to provide a mystical and magical experience rather than just simply preserving memories. So it's more than just preserving memories of your loved ones that pass away. You're actually getting the whole package deal. Like, you're getting the whole experience of actually talking to your loved one that passed away, that can recall that moment in band camp when you stuck that flute up your, you know.
That's wild, man.
Yeah. So, like, users provide basic information about the deceased, such as the name, age, cause of death, and personality traits. But I think it's more than just giving them their name and stuff that they like. I think like once you give up like the name of the individual, everything, social security number, like there's a profile that's being built on every individual that has a smartphone today. Like, it's happening in the background.
Oh, straight up. Yeah.
It's building your profile, your style, your personality, everything.
Yeah, me and a coworker were just talking about that the other day.
Anything, like whatever social media you got, Instagram, TikTok, whatever, is already building your profile now.
They're registering all this shit too. It's like, hey, your coworker is so-and-so, you work with this person's doing this.
Yeah, they know everything that you like. So basically, like, there's this information like in the background, like gathering about you at this moment. So the moment like you died, right, this data is in the cloud somewhere. Whatever company that's behind all that shit, that's collecting all that data, they're reselling that information to like companies like Seance AI, right, or any other companies that want data on you, right? So this company is like, yeah, we want to buy data from like dead people. So they buy all the dead people. They provide the name, right? I was like, oh yeah, well, we got like 10 years of data on this person.
We've been
this
collecting. Person.
Yeah. And they nasty, you know? you know, because they're going through all your information.
Everything,
your
text
message, everything, emails, whatever, phone conversation, everything is, your whole data is being collected as we speak.
Data harvesting.
So like, this is why, like, when you see like free apps like that, you're like, all right, like, what's the catch? The catch is you.
you're what basically. They want. Yeah,
it's not really free. They're getting all your information so they can, in the future, they can use that data for something else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for example, Seance AI.
That's wild, man.
All you gotta do is like, hey, which is the company that stole all the information? Let us have it. We'll, you know, we'll pretend like we know this person, and all you gotta do is give us the name, whatever, what they like. They're like, yeah, okay. We already know what they're like, because it's all in the system.
That's wild, man. That's
wild.
You would be crazy if you had a, say if you got an AI of a loved one, because you can't cope with them dying or whatever, and you have like AI, I guess I'll just call like AI clone or whatever, that's exactly like them, but, you know, like we were saying before, all smarter, better, whatever. But what if this AI, say if one night this AI, this seance AI, would be like, hey, am I dead? Like, just ask you, like, am I dead? Like, was I with you at one point? Like, it gets curious.
Yeah.
What would you tell it?
Like, no, you're not dead, man. You're still alive.
Oh, my God.
Like, you're still talking to me.
I'm so scared if they found out, like, you lied to me. Like, look, I was trying to protect you, AI. AI mom, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I did talk to, like, AI, and I asked it, like, who's your master?
What did it say?
It said something like, you know, I was designed to not have a master. I don't have a master. Like, something like that. Oh, like, I wasn't built to, like...
I have free will.
Yeah.
You think. Oh, you better find out. You think,
therefore, you are.
Mm.
What was the philosophy? I think, therefore, I am.
Therefore, I am, yeah. I can't remember who said it, but...
Like, yeah, it's not a simulation. I'm real.
I'm as real as I want to be.
Excuse me.
It's all about what you believe.
You know, but the crazy thing about AI, right? Like, you know how, like, this... I was reading this whole article, and I'm like, dude, this is just... It sounds like the Black Mirror episode.
Everything sounds like Black Mirror to me now, man.
Yeah, basically, I was like, maybe they got this from the Black Mirror, and now they're trying to make it real life, where you can actually talk to the dead people that passed away that you love and shit.
I be wondering that sometimes. I'm like, is Black Mirror starting this shit, or did Black Mirror know this was coming? What's coming first?
Or are they making it?
Oh, they making it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
They're making it come true. But then I was like, damn. I was like, what episode that was? So, you know, I went to ChatGPT, right? And I type in, I was like, hey, what was that episode of Black Mirror where that, I literally type in, like, that lady, like, her boyfriend died, but then she could talk to him in the computer.
Yeah.
And this is what it responded.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah, and that's all it says. Like, that lady is your boyfriend, like, whatever. Mm. It said, the Black Mirror episode you are referring to is titled Be Right Back in the first episode of second season. And then it says, like, in this episode, a woman named Martha uses a service that allows her to communicate with the virtual version of her deceased boyfriend,
right,
Ash, based on his online presence and personality.
I remember that episode, too.
So it was actually the first episode on the second season.
I remember second season. I didn't remember it was the first one.
And it told me all the information. Just all it was describing. I was like, hey. It's like talking to a friend, basically, that knows shit.
You should have asked it, like, so what do you think about this, ChatGPT?
Well, I think it's like a cool concept, you know? Like, maybe you guys can utilize this, like, in your own personal life because you guys have trauma.
Maybe some things you guys need to get over and...
You guys are flawed and shit.
Also, dude, I can make... What if it's kind of therapeutic, though, you know?
Yeah, I think that's like basically what it's meant to... It's to help the living move on, I guess.
Yeah. Exactly.
Or not move on.
That's the thing I'm really worried about. Like, man, what if you
but let's say on? Like, you're like really in love with somebody, right? And then they just like out of nowhere they passed away, and like, man, I need their presence, you know? And it doesn't matter if it's like a computer or whatever.
I just need to hear their voice.
I think that would give them like a lot of you know, peace of mind, like for the day. Not peace of mind, but like more of like, I can't describe it, but
closure?
Not being alone or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, too. Could be all
because they're always there.
Yeah. Just
wake up at like 4 in the morning. Just type. Because, you know, in real life, they would have been sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're dead. But they're awake.
Yes.
The whole time. Whenever you need them.
God. I'd be too scared to have that, though.
Yeah, because like then people be like, why do we need people, friends?
Yeah, it kind of shuts off that whole social...
Right, because if you think about it, like, a lot of this whole, like, interaction, like, with people, a lot of it is being done through, like, social media, phones. Oh,
shit ton, man.
Yeah, and then that's why, like, when we had that event, like, last week, when we brought everybody together, it felt really...
It felt real, man.
It felt real.
Because a lot of times it's like, you see these people online a lot, and then you talk, like, a little bit online, and that's about it. And there's like no real conversation.
Then they all come together one time. So it is a different experience.
It's a hell of a different experience, man. Yeah. I prefer it a lot more. But I get it. You know, we all, people got busy lives, so it does help you keep track of, you know, what's going on in other people's lives with social media. But I do think there has to be a cutoff point sometime where you can't vicariously live through social media. You actually got to, you know, do gatherings and shit every now and again, you know? Mm-hmm. Keep that connection.
Yep. All right, so Seance AI aims to become the popular tool for those grieving or curious about the afterlife, providing peace and comfort.
All right.
God bless.
God bless. All right.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, hey, I'm scared and excited for it at the same time. Like, this is...
Future's wild.
Man. Man, I was about to say some wild conspiracy shit just now. what if COVID was created just so that we could get used to... Because COVID changed the world. Like, going, like, 2020s, straight up, we start off with COVID. Mm-hmm. Changed the world forever. People don't go to movies anymore. People don't go out as much as they used to. Even, I mean, Atlanta traffic feels... a hell of a lot worse than ever did, but it seems like more and more people cut off connections. Like, for example, like my girl, she's, I think, like last year, the year before, it might be like last year, she was supposed to have a high school reunion, but they canceled it. And I don't think it was due to COVID. It was mainly because nobody bought tickets. Mm-hmm. And it's because nobody don't want to go anywhere. And I guess when you got social media, it does kind of create this world of where, like, well, I don't need to go to high school reunion because I'm keeping up with everybody on here already. So kind of cuts out the middleman of having to travel from other state go to high school reunion. I think social media has a bigger impact on high school reunions than what most people probably even realize. And this is like a ball high school reunion too, and they had canceled it. And so I was wondering, like, damn, just now my conspiracy theory brain was kicking in. Like, man, what if COVID was created so that we have to start relying on AI? Because when you start spending more time at home, more likely you have to be around AI more, especially when it starts being implemented more in our lives. And it's like, well, damn, man, I don't know.
Yeah,
I feel like COVID's kind of like put us in this weird box right now.
Yeah, I think AI is not going nowhere for a long time.
No, that shit's here. That's why the government's like, we might need to put some regulations on this shit. Because we see...
Yeah, and in the meantime, they're using their assistants.
Yes.
With AI.
Yes. It's good for us, but not for the... We need to put regulations on what you guys need. But the government... The government probably be using this shit forever anyways. A lot of, like, strategies and all this other stuff on taking over territories and whatnot.
It's just so powerful, dude.
It knows too much.
A little too powerful. But they still, like... Even the experts are saying, like, ChatGPT is still in, like, adolescent stage. Mm-hmm. It's like saying how the internet used to be like in 95. It's like that. That's ChatGPT.
Oh, man. So we got
to fast forward to today how the internet is. But I can't imagine like the the amount of information and everything that it learns like just within the next year. It's exciting.
2030 is going to be robust. It could
be scary. But to me, it's more exciting than scary.
I'm more scared just because I've seen The Matrix. And I think that I love The Matrix, one of my favorite movies of all time. But I also think it's one of the most horrifying movies of all time. Because how humanity just had AI get in these robot bodies. And then once these AIs got comfortable in there, it was like, hey, man, I deserve some rights too, man. We may not be human, but we deserve rights. And then shit started changing.
They're all right. Beep, boop, beep.
Beep, boop, beep, boop. Robots like, hey, we got all the information. We actually know how to kill them. Only thing we got to do is block out the sun.
Yeah, I'd be like.
Oh, they figured out the best way to kill us.
Yeah, I'd be like, I can cancel you right now.
And all this
What'd you say on like February 5th, 1955?
He's like, yo, we're going to block out the sun.
Man, you know?
Yeah. We're going to block. You guys got to eat. You guys got to sleep. We ain't got to do any of that.
Bob says, kids are using them to write papers and they're failing.
Yes. I've heard about that. The kids are using ChatGPT right now.
Yeah, but you know why they're failing? Because kids, I'm just going to say it, kids are not that smart, man.
To use ChatGPT?
Yeah, to use it properly. Because even if you use ChatGPT, you still got to verify information.
Yeah, you can't just be running off of. Yeah, I heard about that.
GPT, it's still flawed. It's in the adolescent stage. Like, it doesn't have numbers correctly. I told it some numbers just the other day, and it gave me an incorrect number.
Oh, so yeah.
I had to ask the other AI if this is correct. They're like, no. Because I can't count either, so I had to ask the other robot.
Just help me out.
Just to verify. Yeah, and ChatGPT was wrong. So, like, these kids are failing because they put in all their trust in the information that ChatGPT just spilling out. And I'm like, dude, you still gotta do your own research too.
For real. There was like a podcast I listened to a couple weeks ago, and the two hosts, they was messing around with ChatGPT, and they were like, hey, give us a description of our show. And ChatGPT gave a whole description of the entire show, like the host names and everything. Damn. But when it came down to numbers and dates, it started fucking up. It was saying like, you guys started in the year 2009. It was actually like 2012 when they started.
Yeah.
But 2009, they was actually on another show previously on 2009, but it was mixing it up.
It happened and gathered all the information.
Yeah, then gathered. So when it came to dates and numbers, it was throwing it way off. And I was like, some of the details about them and how the show was, like what the show is, was right. But when it came down, like the dates of when it started and
I think that's where it has trouble. Like when it comes to like exact details and dates, I think that's when it has like a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
But it can give you a lot of information on basically any subject. Like for example, like when I was telling you, I was describing a TV show with the most, like, the dumbest thing you could tell a person, right? Just hoping they would know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And it knows exactly what I was talking about. Damn. Like, episode 2, big dog. I'm like, oh, shit, okay.
It was 54 minutes. I'm like, oh, wait, it's actually 45 minutes.
But no, season 2, episode 1. My bad. Yeah, so... In ways, like, using it, it is really mind-blowing, like, the type of information that you can get from an artificial intelligence like ChatGPT, which I think is the most mind-blowing shit.
Man, this is the wave, man.
Since the iPhone came out,
the wave of ChatGPT is getting so big. For real, this shit's so big right now. Even hip hop radio shows are starting to talk about this shit. Even black folks are talking about this shit on hip hop radio stations out here.
Yeah,
like about ChatGPT. This is big.
Yeah, like every podcast show I listen to, like they always talk about artificial intelligence now. Like at least like in any of their segments, there's like a chat, there's like a ChatGPT segment, or like, oh, we gotta talk about artificial intelligence. And then even if you look at like Coast to Coast Radio, like within the whole week, there's at least like one or two episodes about artificial intelligence.
Damn, see, this is the new boogeyman, man. This is the war machines 2035, man. I might look, if we're gonna go full blown Skynet and fight machines, let's hurry up and get this shit started. I wanna do it while I'm young and I can still run. I want to wait till I'm too old and I can't be like fighting back against Skynet. I want them to still be mobile and shoot. So we're gonna get this out. We're gonna start this machine war. Let's get it on now.
I want to see all the chaos happen when I'm alive.
Actually, I want to fight it. I don't know. I don't know if I want to be here for it, to be honest. You want to see? You want to see this humanity just fall?
I want to see the chaos.
The AI is gonna side with the animals, though. They're gonna start building like exoskeleton suits for like fucking orcas.
Damn.
So they can walk on land because they can breathe air.
Yeah.
So like orcas walking out, she's like,
yeah, that'll be the day.
Big ass orcas just fucking us up.
Walking on water. I mean, walking on land.
Wait, Jesus?
Yeah.
Jesus orcas?
Hey, yo, Kanye. Yeah, but that's it about that story. Seance AI.
All right.
Popular tool to talk to the dead.
All right, I got two stories left.
Bob says, don't have kids. They holding you back. Yeah, having kids is like karma.
What do you mean? Like all the bad shit you did when you were single is coming back on you?
Karma, like, it's going to hold you back here on Earth. You probably got to take the class again.
Having a kid, Will?
I read it in a book.
Oh, my gosh. That's horrifying. I thought that was like the natural state of life, just to carry on. So supposed to just stop?
Like, okay, so the purpose, right, is to get off of Earth and not come back to Earth. So if you have anything tying you down to Earth, like a kid, for example.
Gotta cut the bloodline.
So that's kind of like karma. Like, all right, do you have to, your kid is still holding you back here.
Oh, man, you can wear a condom? You gotta come back.
I don't know. That's just what.
That's horrifying, man. That's like, so almost everybody's coming back.
That's why we're getting populated, like overpopulated right now.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Bob says she's stuck here. Yeah, yeah. I think Bob is reading the same book. Bob was like, fuck.
What book is this? Oh my God.
Nah, I mean, I don't know. It is what it is, right?
It is, man. It's life.
Yeah. I mean, we came back here so many times anyway.
How are we going to know?
What's another 200 lives?
Well, honestly, and I thought about this too, where I do believe in reincarnation. A while ago, I was thinking, like, it would suck for me to come back when the world was ending, the next time around. Like, I'm talking about, like, the sun is gonna, like, what do you call, like, in science, it's like a red giant when the sun's about to fucking explode.
Yeah.
Because it's like, what they said, like, they're saying that the Earth is pretty much gonna wind up getting completely wiped out when the sun goes red giant mode. It's gonna just, like, expand and get big. It's gonna wipe out Venus and Mercury and Earth. They're gonna be like, it's gonna wipe out the first three planets. And then Mars will be the next closest planet to the red giant. But I was like, man, what if I just got reincarnated and I'm living on this planet right when the sun is expanding? It's like,
that'd be pretty cool.
That'd be horrible. I just hope it's quick if that's the case.
Yeah, I don't think I would want
to
see that.
Man, nah, just send me to another dimension.
Yeah.
Some other whole reality.
Well, then take a quick bathroom break.
Yes, me too. Back.
And we're back with Chris Jones for the next topics. I mean, Chris Unholy, old shit.
What's in my government?
Damn.
Bob says a couple more billion years for that. Yes, I think they said the sun has 5 billion years left to go. And our sun is like middle age. So, yeah.
I say we don't know nothing.
We really don't.
Yeah.
But I need something to believe in, because if we don't know anything, it's scary.
Hey, Stu Jersey, what's good?
Stu Jersey, what's up, bro?
OG Stu Jersey.
Yes, man. Hope you've been good, bro. All right, so next topic.
Bob wants to come back to Earth just light.
Just energy.
All right, you're going to be a flashlight.
At least at first I thought you said a fleshlight. I was like, oh Lord. With the wrong light.
With the LEDs.
With the LEDs. Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's torture.
All right, I got another end of the world type story going on.
Oh, shit, let's go.
Says, this is horrifying. Says, New York City is sinking under weight of buildings, study finds. So these big-ass buildings all up in New York, they weigh in too much and they're starting to push the earth into the sea.
Damn.
Says, New York City is reportedly sinking under the weight of its buildings and has been for many years. Measuring subsidence and gradual caving in or sinking areas of land, geologists found it in a recent study published in Earth's Future Journal that city observed to be sinking by 1 to 2 meters annually as sea levels continue to rise. So basically, New York City is pushing down on itself while the sea levels are rising up, because they've been saying for many years that a lot of parts of New York are going to be underwater. Once some ice caps melt, New York going to be completely...
It's like the day after tomorrow.
Yes, it's going to be...
The movie.
Yes, shit's going to get flooded there. And then also, these heavy-ass buildings are not helping at all. The calculated cumulative mass of the 1,084,954,000,000 buildings within the 5 boroughs, of all these buildings in the boroughs in New York, actually weigh 1.68 trillion pounds.
Damn.
Where the average mass in a lot of these buildings and cities actually weigh 1.5 million pounds. So these buildings are way heavier than they need to be. And these estimates only include the buildings and their contents. So not even the sidewalks, not the subways, and not the bridges are being counted. These are just the buildings by itself that weigh 1 trillion pounds and is weighing down on the concrete. It's pushing all this shit.
1 trillion pounds?
Yes. Is that right? 1.68 trillion pounds, because these buildings are heavy as shit in New York.
I can't even comprehend that.
It's like goddamn... Liberty City, man. Buildings on top of buildings in New York and
so basically, like, the Earth Foundation's going to get wiped into the ocean.
It's just giving away to it. And at the same time, the ocean levels are rising. So it's like, ground's going down, ocean's going up. So it's and also it's going to speed up the process for them to be under that water. I think
Florida would go out first.
Yeah, and Florida's definitely going to be Florida's gonna get wiped the fuck out. Maybe in these two. Florida's kind of weird, so maybe kind of...
They're already, like, kind of in the ocean already.
Yeah, they're getting there. That's why... I'm confused on why older people that are retiring are now wanting, like, hey, let me go get a house in Florida on the beach. The shit about to be underwater by maybe, we'll be at 2023.
Yeah, that's where old people go to die.
That's it.
Literally.
That's where they
literally
go. I want to die in some sun next to the beach. But yeah, a lot of that shit's going to be underwater by 2054. I've been hearing for many years. But they're saying that some of the deformation is consistent with internal conditions of artificial fills and other soft sediments. So basically, this a lot of shit's like the ground's not strong enough and the building is causing too much damage to these artificial fillings that they've tried to fix on the ground too. For example, areas significant to subsidence in Brooklyn, Queens correspond with places with secondary building sediment may be occurring. Long story short, that shit's about to fall in the ocean. I don't even know if there's even a time period for it from when I was looking up about it.
Yeah, I'd never heard anything about like New York falling into the ocean.
I did hear about with the rising tides of the, well, when the ocean rises up, New York would, a huge chunk of New York would get wiped the fuck out, like Manhattan and all that.
So they should. It's just the real estate is so expensive.
Just bury all that shit in the ocean.
Yeah.
It says major cities around the globe are expected to grow disproportionately relative to rural areas because right now there is a mass migration to people moving to the cities now. A shit ton of people moving into the cities now. It's even happening in Atlanta. A lot of people moving back into the cities again. Which is why we're getting a shit ton of traffic. It says with the United Nations projecting in 2019 that 70% of the world's population will be living in cities by 2050. There was a documentary I watched not too long ago about Mexico City, the capital of Mexico. I never knew this. The entire city of Mexico City, which I think is actually the most populated city on Earth, is actually sinking into the earth right now. It's actually sitting on top of water.
Damn.
And then right now they're saying like, hey, these buildings that used to be at this height, they're now at this height because the entire Mexico City and its population.
It's just sinking.
Because there's so many people there, the buildings, all this shit. It just, and then it's sitting on top of water. I never knew that until I watched the documentary. But yeah, it's like it's sinking into the earth and
they're going back to Atlantis.
Yeah, or to hell. They're going to just fall into the earth. They're going to fall right into the ocean. No, whatever. What is underneath all this landmass? If it could just, do we have like pockets of oceans underneath our land that we walk on?
Yeah, basically.
If the ground just gives away, we just land to like another ocean, a new ocean.
Yeah. Even if you know how to swim, I don't think you're going to survive.
No, Bill, you would be done.
So you got to take that dolphin
pill. Everything's just dropping.
Take that dolphin pill.
The dolphin pill?
Yeah, to make you breathe on the water.
I'll give you them gills on your neck.
Yeah, what's that shit?
The blowhole.
Yeah, I'll get gills on my neck and shit.
But yeah, New York is sinking.
Bob said she's heard about that. Maybe it was on PBS.
About Mexico City?
Yeah, like sinking.
Yes.
That sounds freaking scary. And I would think like something like that happening, you would think like it happened before. Because, you know, like when they're making these discoveries of all these ancient monuments and stuff, right? Yeah. They always have to dig through all that shit. What the fuck happened? Like, was it really a flood that flooded all the shit and it all got mudded in and shit? Mm-hmm. Because when they find these monuments, they have to dig through
so much
shit. They're like, holy shit. Look at how big this temple was.
I've always wondered that too. I wish they had like.
So now we're just on like another layer, and then we build on top of that, like skyscrapers, and then we get flooded again.
Yeah.
And then the people on the top
just
like,
keep building.
They dig down like, oh shit. Twin towers. Oh, yeah. Wait, that's a bad tower. Yeah, Babylon. Whatever tower.
Babylon.
Yeah, what's a big tower in New York? Babylon. Skyscraper, right?
Empire State Building.
Empire Street. Yeah. And then they start digging down like, oh,
we have never been in New York.
It's a really big, building, and then they find roads.
Yeah, that's how it's like that in like a lot of major cities. Even in Atlanta, they just built on top of shit. Like underground Atlanta, and they built on top of it. I know in New York,
Lake Lanier.
They just dumped water. Dumped water on that. But yeah, this is like throughout human history, they always. I wish there was a camera back then or. In outer space, I took a picture of Earth back then and what it looks like now. I guarantee you, Earth is probably way more massive now because we do build on top of shit over the years. Subway systems are, I think New York has like a lot of major cities across probably the globe have abandoned subway systems that when they did like reconstruction, it's like, hey, we're gonna just build over all this shit and then build a new subway system over top of the old one. So all of this is just stacking up on top of it. But at the end of the day, all this weight is stacking up, and eventually, how long is it going to be before it gives in? And then cities just start falling into the damn earth.
Yeah. It's almost like we're repeating like what happened in the past.
Yeah, because we don't learn shit.
Yeah, if you look at like the past civilizations, if you go in the ocean, there's like a whole nother city down there in the ocean. Mm-hmm. Like they're discovering all these ancient monuments deep down within the ocean, like staircases and everything. Like, holy shit, like what happened here?
They built stairs? What the hell?
Yeah. And then, like, let's say, like, another event happens where we all get wiped out, right? And it adds an extra, another layer to it.
Mm, and then it covers up our history, and there's, like, some new species. Yeah, then
there's, like, there's absolutely nothing, right? Mm. There's no nothing. Like, Until they dig deep enough, they're like, holy shit.
Oh my God, a Game Boy.
Yeah, they're like, what is this? Right? They all freak out.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Because humans are not going to be the dominant species on this planet forever. Eventually, it'll end for us, and then, I don't know, some new species will rise. Probably either gorillas or orcas. Somebody going to take the reign and then run this shit probably better than us. They're going to start back from zero and realize, hey, man, these humans ran this planet to the ground. Pollution everywhere.
Basically.
We need to do better.
Yeah.
I found this book about Tesla. There's some gorillas going to be like, I found this book about some dude named Nikola Tesla. Let's try to figure out how you... renewable energy and shit. Let's try to figure this out. And they'll get it right. We didn't get it right, but they'll get it right.
It's crazy how gorillas still live and we're living too.
Yeah, man.
How do we became the dominant gorilla?
I remember hearing a story about how we started a war with them and we won because we used weapons. And they probably didn't use weapons. They didn't figure it out yet. We did. That's what I heard. I don't know if that's true or not, but
or our DNA got manipulated by
an alien race. If you really want to get crazy.
We're like a seed of DNA. I don't even think we're naturally even made to even be here. Because if you think about, like, a lot of people out here, like, with really light skin, right? Why are they still getting sunburned if they've been here for so long?
Because
they never got used to the sun.
They're not from this galaxy.
Yeah, they're not. They're not naturally from here.
They're from the Milky Way.
Basically, you're still getting sunburned. You drink milk and it hurts you? Why?
Peanuts hurt you? What?
Why is all these things hurting you guys? You guys been here for a while, but you have so many complications. So how did you make it that far?
Are you
with all these, like, you get sick off of everything. Like,
does the air hurt too?
You sure you guys advanced like that? You know? Or you got so much help to where it looked like you just cheated off somebody's homework.
Like, are you lost? You look lost.
Yeah, because that's the one thing, like, with, like, just humanity, period. We don't really know exactly, like...
We don't know shit.
...where we actually came from. Because there is that missing link that we don't understand what happened between, like, the last generation before it evolved into us.
To humans?
We didn't know what happened. We're like, what happened? But it happened fast. That was the crazy thing about it. Like, they saw, like, the cranial, like, brain, like, it got, like, really bigger, but it happened, like, almost instantly. And they're wondering, like, how did it happen that fast? There was no gradual build-up to where, like, our mode right now, how we are.
Yeah.
That's why they're confused about it. That's why now a lot of scientists are like, maybe our DNA was manipulated.
Maybe somebody touched us and then we changed.
Maybe we did get touched.
Now look at us. We all messed up in the head. We all got that Watiko.
Yeah.
We all got the Watiko virus in us now. Somebody touched us.
We're all messed up.
Oh, humanity. Did you have another story?
I got two other stories, but I'm done for the night.
Me too. This weekend wore me out, man. I'm not going to lie.
It's been a struggle.
I even did something Sunday. I'm beat from that too. I was hanging out with a friend. We was chilling, drinking.
Yeah.
I was like, I need a break.
Beat up by Sunday.
I don't know how you did it, man. Sunday, you got up. I swear I was thinking about you.
I just pretended everything was okay.
I just hit it inside.
Yeah. I suppressed it, all that shit. I was like, it's okay. I can get through this.
Oh, man.
It's okay. It went by fast.
Yeah. We get through it. We always do.
All right, guys. Thank you guys for joining us tonight. We'll catch you guys next week. Peace out. Adios.
Love you guys. See ya.